Welcome to the ASHRM podcast, made possible by the American Society for Healthcare Risk Management to support efforts to advance safe and trusted healthcare through enterprise risk management. You can visit ashram.org/membership to learn more and to become an ASHRM member. I'm Bill Klaproth, and on this episode, we talk about the Distinguished Fellow of the American Society for Healthcare Risk Management, or DFASHRM, designation, recognizing those with superior achievements and contributions to the field of healthcare risk management. With me is Micah Whitman, recent DFASHRM recipient, as she discusses her risk journey and how she went about receiving the DFASHRM designation in January 2026. Micah, welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Excited to be here.
Excited to talk to you. This is going to be great. So let me start with this, Micah. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey in healthcare risk management?
Sure. So I think my journey into healthcare risk management started in an unexpected way. And I don't think that's uncommon for risk professionals, but I'm a registered nurse by background, and I spent about 15 years working in a large trauma center. But during our nursing school, in our nursing leadership course, we were assigned specialties by drawing straws, basically, and I drew risk management. At the time, I didn't really even know what that meant. And honestly, going by some of the reactions around me, it made me seem like it might not be the most exciting path. But really, that quickly changed. On my first day, I met one of the most incredible risk professionals that I've worked with to this day. She actually became a significant mentor of mine. We were investigating and reviewing a diagnostic error. And what stood out to me was really how she approached it. She approached it with transparency, curiosity, and this deep sense of empathy. She never lost sight of the patient at the center of it all. And that was just very resounding to me. I think that experience is actually what completely shifted my perspective. And even while others in my nursing class maybe were still a little unsure about risk management, I just found it to be meaningful and impactful. I also think I would be remiss if I didn't mention that my very first shift as an RN, I mean, very first day with my new license, I think that day shaped my path into really wanting to get into risk management. My preceptor and I were involved in a medication event, and I still remember all the emotions that were tied to that experience of that day. But what stood out to me most was my director in the ED, who also became one of my most revered mentors. The way she responded was not a blameful response. It wasn't a disciplinary response. Instead, she just asked, "Hey, Micah, how do we prevent this from happening again?" And she actually had me help review the event and actually develop some of the patient safety improvements to prevent that type of event from occurring again. And I think that was a little unusual, that really my first real exposure to a risk mitigation project was especially impactful because I was actually directly involved with the event. And so I think that experience has stayed with me throughout my career. It's a driving force for my passion to prevent harm, but also to support the clinicians through these kinds of events so they don't feel alone in them.
You were kind of destined for this.
I think so.
You drew the straw.
I did. And I think it was the long straw, not the short straw, after all.
So how did you wind up where you're at now? You're the lead senior patient safety and risk solutions consultant at the MedPro Group.
A couple of years after working in the ED, there was a clinical risk analyst position that opened in. And I just remembered my time with Becky, my mentor in risk. And I applied for that role and quickly transitioned into a leadership role and became the patient safety officer for a large hospital system back in Texas. And since then, I've had the privilege of serving in two other large healthcare systems as a risk executive. One day, I got this call from this really cool recruiter who was pitching this job for MedPro Group. It's one of the leading national medical malpractice carriers. And I paused for a moment because I never truly saw myself working in an insurance world. But the role itself is designed to do exactly what I love. We provide real-time risk consultations, education, support for clinicians who may be involved in an unanticipated outcome, or they're looking for ways to review and assess and identify and implement strategies to prevent safety events from occurring. So every day I get to work with a variety of clinicians in different healthcare settings all along the Eastern Coast. And it's just the most fulfilling role to be able to be there in the time of need or just to help with improvement strategies.
So you started as an RN, I think you said 15 years, and then you moved into risk management. It was after the straw.
It was.
So when you started as an RN, did you ever think you'd be doing what you're doing now?
No, I truly didn't even know what a risk professional did when I started my career path into nursing. I didn't even know that existed. When we teach classes, I often ask, like, okay, who in here in kindergarten said, like, when I grow up, I want to be a risk manager? That's just, you know, not something that we hear very often, but man, am I glad I found this field.
This is really great. And I can hear the passion in your voice. You truly love what you do.
I do. I really do.
So what made you want to submit for the DFASHRM designation?
I think this designation represents more than experience and knowledge. I think it reflects years of learning and growth and a commitment to sharing with others. As we just said, I truly believe in this profession, and I think we're always better when we learn from one another. And I think the DFASHRM designation just shows a commitment to that pathway, a commitment to learning, and then taking your knowledge and your experiences and sharing that with others. And I think that just sums up the ASHRM mission and vision, but the DFASHRM just, it's just like the ultimate recognition, both on a personal and a professional commitment.
Obviously, it's very important to you.
It was. I remember when I first started in risk and someone mentioned to me one day, you should look into ASHRM. And, oh, what's ASHRM? And that was more years ago than we'll admit today on the call. But I thought, I want to do that one day. And I think at the time it was a loose goal. You know, you're just starting your career path and trying to learn all of the many things that come along in this field. But really over the last, I'd say 5 to 7 years, just becoming more intentional about goal setting and taking those deliberate steps to being able to apply and to achieve that goal.
So over the last 5 to 7 years, that's when you really started to think about potentially the DFASHRM designation. It kind of firmed it up. You said it was a loose goal, but it kind of became a little more concrete.
It did.
I love how you say it's more than an acknowledgement of experience and knowledge. It's a commitment to learning and basically giving back to the specialty of risk management.
Yes. You know, if it would not have been for the handful of mentors in the beginning of my career, I wouldn't be here today. And if I can just give a few people a bit of advice that helps them along their career path, or if I share an experience and even share opportunities that I learned from doing something wrong or getting something right, I just think that's what we're designed to do in this profession.
Well, while we're on the topic of advice, what advice do you have for others who are considering submitting for their DFASHRM designation?
Oh, just do it. I think my biggest advice would be to approach it with intention and confidence. Don't wait till you feel ready. I think sometimes in this industry, we get so wrapped up in problem solving for others and just sharing that sometimes we don't pause with intention to think and reflect about all the things that we've already done, that we're engaged in, the presentations that you've already given, the information that you're sharing. You're probably mentoring others, even if you don't realize it's in a formal format. Be intentional about that. I think the process is incredibly rewarding because it not only represents the impact that you've had to the career and to others, but it also helps you see the impact that you've had to your own growth and your own success.
That's interesting. So you said be intentional, have confidence, just do it.
Just do it.
Right?
Just do it.
If you feel like you have to wait till you're fully prepared, you might never feel that. So, right? You just got to jump in and do it.
I think one of the best things about the Ashram Board is how supportive they are through the entire process. The Ashram Board wants you to succeed. They want to see more FASHROM and DFASHROM recipients. And let's just say you apply, and maybe there's one objective that you fall short on. The board is going to be so supportive in helping you identify, here's the opportunity that didn't just quite meet the measurable outcomes to qualify. But how can we help you be supportive? Who can we connect you with? Are you looking to publish something? Let's get you with these contacts. Do you need to present more? Here are some opportunities for presentations. And I just love that about this organization. It is a supportive fellowship of professionals, and everyone just wants people to be successful.
Well, it's always great to feel supported. And we know that Ashram does a wonderful job of that. So thank you for sharing that with us. And then, Micah, what are some of the leadership, publishing, or lecturing activities that you have done to support the designation?
So I'm very active in the Florida chapter. It's the FISHROM group. And I think that is always a great route for someone who's interested in this opportunity as well, is look in your state ASHRAM chapters and get involved there. Sometimes it seems a little less intimidating if you're in a room full of risk professionals. You're there with your peers and colleagues. And so I've presented there several times. I've presented at national organizations. We had the opportunity a few years ago to work on a clinical program related to neutropenic patients, and were able to publish that in a few of the oncology journals. And just becoming engaged in those activities, those have been some of the more recent activities. I am an ASHRAM faculty member, so I teach, now it's the HRM Essentials course, and that was also additional speaking opportunities.
That's wonderful. Before we wrap up, Micah, can you just tell us overall what the DFASHRAM designation has meant to you and overall thoughts for someone considering this?
Sure. So I'm incredibly proud to even be a part of the American Society for Healthcare Risk Management, and even more proud to be a part of a profession that's just so committed to learning from one another. And I think we strive to continuously improve care for patients. So having the lead designation for ASHRAM and the DFASHRAM, to me, is just the ultimate recognition of things that I've done throughout my career. It's kind of the Grammy, right, of our profession. I can't think of a higher recognition, and I am humbled and excited to be a recipient for sure.
And you're an inspiration for up-and-coming risk managers, too. So you are leading the way as well. And I'm sure that you are mentoring and, like I said, being an inspiration for people that are entering the risk management profession now. So thank you for all that you have done. And congratulations on receiving the DFASHRAM designation. Micah, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And if you want to learn more about the DFASHRAM designation, just go to ashram.org/DFASHRAM. That's the letter DFASHRAM-designation. And the ASHRAM podcast was made possible by the American Society for Healthcare Risk Management to support efforts to advance safe and trusted healthcare through enterprise risk management. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.